Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood titled, Australia Scrapped Its AI Safety Net While Singapore Built a Fortress.
That title's doing a lot of work before you've even read the first line.
It really is. So here's the setup. Australia assembled an AI advisory body, spent 15 months on it, and nearly $200,000 putting together a panel of experts. The whole point was to create a structured framework to help Australian businesses work through the biggest technological shift in a generation.
And then the government scrapped it.
Scrapped it. Replaced it with what they called a lighter touch approach. That's the actual phrase, lighter touch. No mandatory guardrails, no clear framework, no map.
What does lighter touch actually mean for someone running a business day to day?
Practically, it means the ethical frameworks, the guardrails, the competitive guidance are now your responsibility to develop from scratch. Businesses in other countries are being handed playbooks. Australian businesses have been told to write their own. Brett's article makes the point that this is a real cost in time and expertise that most small and medium businesses don't have to spare.
And the timing is the part that really stings, because this happened in the exact same week Singapore announced the opposite.
The exact same week. Singapore launched a national AI council chaired by the Prime Minister himself, not a forgotten subcommittee, a core pillar of the national agenda, and they're backing it with serious investment.
400% tax deductions for businesses investing in AI, a dedicated AI park, members of parliament being held accountable for measurable outcomes on how AI affects jobs and wages.
Brett's comparison is sharp. Singapore is treating AI the way nations once treated power grids and fiber networks, foundational infrastructure, not just another technology cycle. You build it now, or you fall behind the countries that did.
So is there data that shows how far Australia is already behind, or are we still at the wait-and-see stage?
There's a Deloitte report Brett cites. Globally, 84% of businesses are planning to increase their AI investment. In Australia, it's 65%.
That's not a rounding error. That's a structural gap.
That's exactly how Brett frames it. And one expert quoted in the article says it plainly. I'm just nervous we are going to repeat the same mistakes as with social media, possibly on steroids.
That's an uncomfortable line because it's hard to argue with. The social media comparison lands. Hands-off regulation, platforms that grew beyond practical oversight, real economic and social disruption. And now we're looking at a technology that's considerably more capable than social media.
That's Britt's point exactly. The sectors he calls out specifically are agriculture, mining, and healthcare, places where Australia should be leading globally. But those businesses are now competing against international rivals who are being actively propelled forward by their own governments.
Which isn't a level playing field at all.
Not remotely. So what's the practical response? Because understanding the problem is one thing, and doing something about it on a Monday morning is another.
Because business owners can't just wait and hope the government changes its mind.
Brett's framing is direct. You are your own AI advisory body now. That is the hand you've been dealt. And he lays out 5 concrete steps. First, get educated on what AI is actually doing in your industry right now. The real operational use cases, not the hype.
That distinction matters. Most business owners are still in the hype phase, not the operational phase.
Then audit your operations. Find 3 to 5 areas where AI could save time, reduce cost, or deliver a better outcome for clients. After that, build internal capability. Even one person on your team who's genuinely invested in AI literacy changes your trajectory materially, according to Brett.
One person. That's within reach for most of the businesses listening.
Then experiment. Pick one workflow, bring an AI tool into it, measure the result, iterate from there. And finally, create your own framework. Write down your principles for how your business uses AI. What's in scope, what's off limits, how you handle data and ethical questions.
That last step is what saves you from a difficult conversation later, after something's already gone wrong. Because those questions land in your lap either way. Better to answer them in advance than under pressure.
So what's the one thing you'd act on this week?
The framework. Even a single page. It forces the conversation with your team and puts you ahead of most businesses your size. What about you?
The audit. 3 to 5 specific areas where AI could change the numbers in your business. You can't build real momentum without a starting point.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want to see what this looks like inside your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit. You can book it right there on the site.
Thanks for listening.